Rutherford Issues. Rutherford Issues. Nobody covers Rutherford County better than WGNS. WGNS. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and TV 11.
Back again on Rutherford Issues here on WGNS, AMFM, online at WGNSradio.com. And by the way, you can go to our website after any of our local programs and download the segments, the interview segments for Action Line, for Rutherford Issues, for Truman Show. You can download them on our podcast. It's top right-hand side of the website, WGNSradio.com. And this afternoon, that's where you'll find these ladies. Podcasting away. Trista Pirtle-Bond, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Brian?
Doing well. Domestic violence program, sexual assault services. You brought a friend today.
I sure did, and she's a little nervous about this experience.
Now, what makes you so nervous, Carissa?
I don't know. It's like having everybody in the world hear your voice, although it's not everybody, but...
it's everybody but one. Everybody but one. One person's not listening here this afternoon, but otherwise...
So don't be nervous. It's okay.
It's somewhere around 2.5 billion, but, you know, give or take a few. No, not too bad. Pull that mic right up to the edge right there of the table there, if you don't mind, so we can hear you very well. Carissa Kraft, who is the volunteer coordinator, is here with us as well. Trista, you're an old has-been now.
I know, right?
You were in her shoes before.
Well, no, actually, India, who used to come, her job comprised both...
Well, I mean, the newbie part.
Yeah, the newbie. Oh, yeah, the newbie part. Yeah, yeah. So, I love this, so...
I actually saw India today.
You
buying
did.
Some office supplies, so...
She was buying some office supplies for the shelter.
Ah, okay. Well, I didn't see what was in the buggy, but we kind of ran into each other there at the office supply store, but that's okay. Tell us what you've been up to. It's been a busy month, it looks like.
Oh, my goodness. We have been so busy planning for October, because October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So there's several things going on within Rutherford County that are bringing awareness, you know, that it is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. There's a couple of things at MTSU. Next Monday, we are showing a documentary called Sin by Silence, and it's about women who are in prison for murdering their abuser. And we actually have a volunteer person with our program who is a child of one of the women that is in the documentary.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she's going to be there to speak. And it's open to anybody that wants to attend. It's at the BAS building, I think that's the Aerospace. Yes. Mm-hmm. And the State Farm room at 7 p.m. Also at MTSU, if people are interested in attending on the KUC Knoll on Wednesday, October the 12th, they're having Light Up the Night. And it's just an awareness and remembrance ceremony. I think the intention is to have a bunch of purple lights lit up all across the Knoll.
And purple is the color. Is this
purple?
Month, right?
Yes, purple is the color for domestic violence. So,
those are a couple of things coming up. That's the following Wednesday, I think, isn't it? The
12th.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Why so many things at MTSU? You and I have kind of talked about this before, but kind of give us some details on why MTSU is kind of partnering with some of these events.
Well, our program is actually partnering with the June Anderson Women's Center and non-traditional students, and they do a lot of outreach to students at MTSU in dealing with domestic violence and sexual assault and stalking, and they refer people to us all the time. So we're kind of partnering with them, and they are sponsoring these events. We're just helping them. But they feel it's important to have that outreach on campus because, and especially, you know, we're talking about domestic violence. Domestic violence is just, the newest statistic that I read, it's one in four women, and I believe one in six men will be affected by domestic violence at some point. So, I go out and I walk down the street and I see four women. I'm thinking, man, one out of the four.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just...
Now, what's the biggest is there an age group where this affects more women? I mean, when does it become, I guess it's elderly? I mean, do you see as much in that regard, or kind of give us some type of ideas there?
I think the statistics that, I mean, again, you got to look at who they're polling and who, mm-hmm. who is reporting, because that's a big thing. Like men, the number seems lower because many men don't come forward. And the same thing with elder abuse. And a lot of times with elder abuse, it's because they can't, they don't have the way to come forward. I mean, because they're kind of stuck at home. So the polling is skewed a little bit, but I would say that you're looking at age 18 to 29 that or even 30. And I mean, I hate to put an age on it, but like in my experience, it's between age 18 and early 30s mm-hmm. that you see most of my clients.
But it could happen in any relationship, even relationships of high schoolers.
Oh, dating violence. Yes, it's so pitiful. I mean, it's so sad. I mean, we see it. We're seeing it a lot more. In our program, when clients come in the door, and we're trying to do a lot of outreach activities and in the high schools and in any school that will have us. And speaking of that, Carissa, our volunteer coordinator, is trying to get some really great volunteers who want to be dedicated to do that, to go into the schools and talk about dating violence. And so I guess we could segue into that, and she could tell people, if they're listening and they're interested in doing that, how to find out what opportunities we have available.
Sure. Dating violence, I guess it's a huge problem.
Absolutely. And some of our high schools, especially some of the alternative schools, have partnered with us. And the kids, you know, they really have a good response when we go out there. They're engaged, and it gets them thinking about it. You know, a lot of them wouldn't even think about violence in those early days.
Mm-hmm. What type of volunteer are you looking for to help with this program?
Well, someone that can engage that age group. We call it the community educator position. And you would basically go out in October and in April, which are awareness months, and do the presentations with classrooms or larger groups. So someone that's comfortable, you know, public speaking, passionate about it. We have a lot of teachers come forward that want to do some extra stuff. They might be retired teachers or teachers that are now doing something else, but they still want to be active in the community.
Mm-hmm. Is there a goal to get this in each of the high schools?
Yes.
Type of program? Mm-hmm.
We actually sat down, India and then Angela, our children's coordinator, and made a plan. We've already got about 10 that we already go see in Rutherford County, but there's, I want to say, like 48 schools total, if you count middle and high school, that we'd eventually like to get into all of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know how sometimes the kids of high school age will maybe not listen as intently to mm-hmm. some of this information. What makes it hit home for them? And I would say especially the girls listen pretty closely to, mm-hmm. to information that's in a presentation such as this.
You know, our children's advocate and India, both of them, Angela and India, are both really good at engaging them. I think because all of us are kind of like just a little bit older than them. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't that long ago that we were in high school. Well, maybe for some of us. Trisha's giving me a face.
Today's my birthday.
Is that right?
Happy birthday.
How old are you?
28.
28.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're still one of the youngest in the room. Mm-hmm. It's me here.
Me.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Brian.
But, yeah, and they are really good at engaging them. Angela actually made up a family feud type game mm-hmm. About the warning signs. And so it gets them kind of thinking, okay, he's really jealous, but that's him loving me. No, it's not. It's not a good indicator. If they're really jealous, they want to look through your phone and who are you talking to? And so that gets them thinking, oh, a little differently about some of those things.
A lot of times these things go on to the point where if you don't notice those warning signs, you have three or four or five piled up, and now it turns into a situation that you don't really know how to get out of.
Mm-hmm. And they're stuck in it because they have such an attachment to that person.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, they don't know what to do.
Yeah. So hopefully this information will empower the girls to really understand what's going on.
Absolutely.
You like how I got that Empower in there?
I like that. Good job.
Empower Fest is coming up as well. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what we were talking about, is a celebration of the 25 years of domestic violence here in the area. I think that's really going to be a key, though, is to teach these young people the mm-hmm. signs of domestic violence, because then, not too distant future, they're going to be in the 18 to 30-something year olds. And
that's right.
Hopefully we'll be able to notice the signs much quicker.
That's our goal. I mean, I think it's providing a different perspective. And when you educate them, they're saying, oh, that, him texting me constantly, that's abuse? Yes. You know, and this is why I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that, you know. So, I mean, I think that's part about our job in going into the schools that we really like, is because you get to feel that you're making that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
We are talking today to Trista Pirtlebond, who is with Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Services, and Volunteer Coordinator Carissa Kraft, joining us here on Rutherford Issues today. Let's talk a bit more about the Empowerment Fest 2011, because I don't think we've really hit that a lot.
Empower Fest 2011, the Domestic Violence Program and Sexual Assault Services is throwing a big celebration for the community to celebrate being here for 25 years. And we are having that on Saturday, October the 22nd, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it's going to be at Bel Air Baptist Church out there outside, and we're having a resource fair inside. We have a kids' carnival with lots of great, our kids' coordinator has done such a great job at getting people to come and do games and activities with the children. We're asking food vendors to come in, and they are going to be selling their product, but admission and all the kids' activities are free. We're having a main stage event. There's a guy that is volunteering that we got through Hands on Nashville, I think, mm-hmm. That's bringing in a 20 by 20 stage and all the equipment. We're looking for generators, so if anybody knows out there a generator we can borrow, mm-hmm. Please call Trista at 896-7377. But yes, we would just love to invite the whole community to come out and celebrate with us. It's just, we're stressed out a little bit about it, because we're trying to find stuff and we want people to show up, but it's really pulling together, and so we're excited.
Well, Carissa, did you spell kids on this brochure? It's got a Z in it.
That was Trista.
No, I'm just kidding.
She thought it was so cute to do that.
It is. It's a cute thing. Kids Carnival with a K for carnival.
It was late.
You're a little kitty.
It kind of stuck.
That just looked like something Carissa might do. I don't know.
Yeah,
this is the first time
is.
I've seen her, though. But the information, it's not... You might think of domestic violence program, sexual assault services, as a program that's not for kids, not a family event, but this is very much a family event. It's mm-hmm. just a way to say thanks to the community. It's not a program, not an agenda or anything of that nature.
No, it just happens. I mean, on the main stage, we are going to have a couple of ceremonies about domestic violence, because it is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. But the community resource fair, I mean, it's people from direct home businesses to churches that are giving out free stuff, and I think Tin Care is coming. Other nonprofits are coming. It's just resources in your community. Today I talked with a lady from Rutherford County Sheriff's Department that goes out and does welfare checks on elderly, and so they're coming to do a table, and I didn't even know they existed until today. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited.
And food, you can't go wrong with that.
Food, no, never a bad thing.
I could see. Who knows what kind of food's going to be? What's going to be out there? I guess are you still looking for some vendors and things of that nature too?
Absolutely. I mean, there's room to grow on that. The two ladies that are in charge of the food vendor setup, one of them went out today and was just going business to business. But we're trying to get like pizza. We're trying to get veggie wraps and things, and hamburgers and cupcakes. I mean, we're just trying to be diverse in the people that we got coming. I think barbecue. We're gonna have barbecue. I think they've places already confirmed for that. So we're just, like I said, busy and excited.
Busy, excited, all wrapped up in one. Plus, you have to continue the day job there too, right, Carissa?
Yeah.
That's the fun part. I mean, if you were just doing the event, that'd be great. But then you have all this other stuff. Like, we've got a sexual assault advocate training coming up tomorrow. So I was doing all that right before I came here.
Now, all of the things that you do as the volunteer coordinator, I guess that's one of them. Mm-hmm. Like we were talking about the volunteers who would be willing to go to the high schools and helping out with that.
Right.
Also, tell me about Hands On Nashville and how you're kind of in with that.
You know, it's a great organization, and I actually heard about them from my father, who works at ThriftSmart in Nashville, and he uses them to post all of his volunteer opportunities. Hands On Nashville has always been around, but they really exploded after all the floods in Nashville because they could organize people to go help clean and go help, you know, get water out of places. And so they're expanding this way to Rutherford County, and we're one of the first ones that really partner with them actively. We've got, I think, maybe 15 postings, you know, on the website where people can go and they can search for whatever they're interested in. There's one-time events like helping with the Empower Fest, also our Christmas program that's coming up, and then there's, like, volunteer positions, like specific things that they can do.
It is hard to believe that we're looking at talking about Christmas here.
Oh, yeah.
Really soon.
We're already starting on it.
You know, it just seems like you and I talked about backpacks, Trista, not too long ago.
Oh, I know.
And now it's fall break, and then Thanksgiving, Christmas, it's all here.
2 weeks ago, someone said it's 10 weeks till Christmas, and I started panicking. I'm like, 10
oh
weeks?
Oh, my gosh.
And that was like 2 weeks ago. I'm like, ah. So.
It goes by so quickly. But there are opportunities. If someone would like to find out, I mean, we've just kind of scratched the surface on the opportunities that are available, Carissa. How would they find out more information?
Really, going to HON.org, which is the Hands On Nashville website, they can make a little a free profile, and then they can search for us, and they'll see postings. If there's not anything that, like, strikes their fancy or they want to know more, they can always call me directly at the office at 896-7377 or email me at volunteercoordinator@dvpshelter.org.
Maybe they have an idea, and it's something that you
haven't
thought of.
Oh, I'm open to it. I'll,
yeah.
I'll you know.
Carissa loves email.
Does she now?
I do, although now I'm kind of starting to regret that a little bit sometimes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and just wait, do you carry your email with you?
No. See,
okay.
That's the great thing. I leave it, unlike Trista, who's now hiding her phone.
Yes. Once you go there, you can never go back.
I won't do it.
Yeah, it's been several years ago, so anyway. Well, anything else before we get away here?
No, just make sure everybody come out to Empower Fest on October 22nd. We'd love to see you, and if you want to volunteer, we think we're going to have free t-shirts and
all kinds of other things.
All kinds of other things.
You can't read her writing, can you?
No, I can't. She just tried to show me something.
She should send an email.
And,
yes. Yeah, I should email it to you.
Yeah,
I
get
that.
Oh, well, thanks for coming in today. I always have a lot of fun, and we'll talk again at the end of October. But I tell you what, we will make sure that we continue to tell folks about Empower Fest.
Thank you. Thank
All
you
right, very,
much. Very
good.
Thank you.
Joining us in studio today from Domestic Violence Sexual Assault Services, Trista Pirtlebond and Carissa Kraft, who have been our guest here today. When we come back, we'll wrap things up and get you ready for All Sports Talk.